This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Financial Times newspaper, based in London but read globally, is close to being sold to an unidentified rival media company. The German media company Axel Springer is a possibility, analysts say. Also, Bloomberg News, which already owns Businessweek. The seller would be the Financial Times parent company Pearson, which in addition to publishing is big in the education field. Jonathan Zimmerman is a professor of education and history at New York University. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Pearson is an interesting conglomerate. We think of them in terms of publishing because they have the Financial Times, but they are a major player in the education field, right?
Absolutely. In test development and most recently in test scoring, they've been a world leader, I think, not just in the United States, but around the world in those areas.
So if this were to move forward, if there were a sale of a big publishing property, what might be some of the logic over at Pearson?
Well, the way I read this is they're doubling down on their education core, on the education part of their business. They had the Financial Times for over a half century. But I think with the development of so-called high-stakes testing in the United States and around the world, it would appear that that's becoming the central part of their business.
Sure. You take a look at the media landscape. One picture emerges, not one of strength generally. But if you take a look at high-stakes testing, it is that era.
Absolutely. And in the United States, I think it's important to understand that under No Child Left Behind, which is currently being reauthorized, states are required to test their students and to disaggregate the results in certain ways and attach certain remedies. But each state can develop their own tests. That's the huge irony and paradox of No Child Left Behind. It centralized authority in Washington in ways that had never happened in American education, but in some ways it was centralization light because it left this testing function to all the states. Well, that creates an enormous market for tests. Pearson is the only company to capitalize on that market, but I think it's the major one.
Jonathan Zimmerman at NYU, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was fun.